We're going to take a look at what my brother Paul, who I'm awful of, Sabbath and holy. Got four words, just plant them right in your brain. And we'll take a look at what Scripture tells us about those words and how we're to live them. The first part, I'm going back to Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Now, you have them in your bulletin. And I tell you, they're different than your Bibles. Because, you know, I did something different this sermon. I don't know why. Will for us and living in the presence of God. And then we're going to read the text. Benefit to experience the joy of being in relationship with God and with each other. All right? So let's take a look at Exodus. When you slow down, when you take a nap, that's not how we were wired. We have this rhythm of rest in our lives. I think this is a beautiful thing. A rhythm of recharging ourselves. We need it. And our culture has just become perpetuated with doing over and over and over again. Keep going. My value comes with what I produce. My value comes with how many houses I sell, how many patients I see, how many classes I take, how many cookies I bake, how clean I keep my house. No, your value comes in your purpose and your relationship with God. That's who you were made to be. Jesus comes along, and what does he do with these? You know, we totally forget the Sinai covenant. And the reason, you know, we don't even make it into the promised land, and we're already worshiping false gods. We've already thrown out commandments 1 and 2. We crossed the River Jordan into the promised land, and we're worshiping the gods and the idols. I exceed, precede, I override, I trump anything of those 39 headings and rules and man-made